Liebe, Bluegrass und Tattoos. The Broken Circle hat in Belgien alle Kinorekorde gebrochen und hat in Berlin den Publikumspreis gewonnen. Der Film von Felix von Gröningen erzählt von der Sonne und Schattenseite vom Leben, von einer leidenschaftlichen Beziehung und von der Liebe zur Musik. The Broken Circle geht unter die Haut und trifft ins Herz. Ab 23. Mai in der Deutschschweiz in den Kinos.
Auf
unserer Homepage.
Seit gestern also in den Kinos, da bei uns in der Deutschschweiz. Es geht um den Film von Felix von Gröningen. Der spielt in Belgien, in Flandern ganz genau. Und zwar in der Nähe von Gent. Dort ist es sehr ländlich. Und es geht um die Elise und die Didier, die sich lernen kennen und lieben lernen. Und dem aufgestellten und lebensdurstigen Paar wird eine hübsche Tochter Maybell nach der Mabel Carter geboren. Doch mit 6 erkrankt sie an Krebs und trotz aller möglichen Behandlungen stirbt sie. Der natürliche Lebenszirkus wird durch den Tod jäh durchbrochen. Nach dem Tod werden gegenseitig Schulzuweisungen ausgeteilt. Sie beide hadern mit dem Leben, bis sich dann die Elise das Leben nimmt. Aber die Liebe geht über den Tod hinaus. Und wenn man die Schlussszene sieht, wie dort der Johann Heldenberg als Didier mit seiner Band im Spital neben der toten Elise spielt, dann geht auch am kältesten Mensch ganz sicher eine Träne verloren. Ein Film, der zum Nachdenken anregt. Ein Film über den Kreislauf vom Leben, wo durch den Tod der Tochter gebrochen wird. Ein Film, wo definitiv kein Auge trocken bleibt. «The Circle Being Broken» oder «The Broken Circle». In ein paar Minuten das Interview mit dem Johann Heldenberg, dem Hauptdarsteller. Broken Circle Breakdown Bluegrass Band mit dem Sänger und dem Banjo, mit dem Johann Heldenberg. Und man kann schon annehmen, dass der Film auch inspiriert worden ist. Er heisst The Broken Circle, von dem Lied, das sehr oft am Anfang und am Schluss auch von einer Bluegrass-Session gespielt wird. Johann Heldenberg, er kommt aus Belgien. Dort redet man Holländisch und wir probieren uns jetzt verständigen auf Englisch. Er sagt Good morning, Johann.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for taking the time to do this interview with us.
No, you're welcome.
Johan, tell me, I heard you did learn to play the banjo just for this movie. It's correct, sir?
Well, it's not really correct because I learned to play the banjo for the play I wrote. I wrote a play on which the movie was based, so I had to start learning music. And that's 6 years ago now, and in a year and a half I learned banjo, guitar and mandolin.
Mm-hmm. So before you weren't really a musician?
No, I couldn't play a note of music.
And, oh, really?
And I learned to play the banjo and the guitar and a little bit of the mandolin just for the play because we are not a very rich theater company, so I needed five musicians, but we only had money for four, so I learned to play the banjo myself.
Well, you did it great just in the short time. Yeah,
it's the biggest gift I gave myself in my life.
That's great. Let me ask about this movie, but about the music also. Are we right to assume the title of your film was inspired by the song, the gospel song, Will the Circle Be Unbroken, we just heard,
of course,
which is always sung at the beginning and at the end of every jam session?
Yeah. Of course it is. The movie is about loss and about coping with loss. And in the bluegrass and the country world, the circle, the broken circle, is a metaphor that is often used because of the song by A.P. Carter, the Carter family. The song is known by the Carter family,
mm-hmm.
and so I took the title from that song. It's a great song, and it's about people thinking that once you die in this life, the circle is broken, and then you go to an afterlife, to the pearly gates, and then the circle will be unbroken again because you will meet your mom and dad again, and who have died. And it's a great metaphor. It's very lovely. And I'm not a religious guy. I'm an atheist, but I love the religious art and religious music very much. I love it very much, especially the white gospels, especially the gospels of the bluegrass music.
So you took my next question away, because I want to ask you if you are similar like Didier in this movie, because Didier, he don't really is a believer. He says, this scene with the dead bird, he tries to tell to Maybelle how life is. So you're pretty similar.
Well, I wrote it for myself, so and
you did.
I think of all the theater plays I have written, and I always write for myself because I'm an actor, so I like to play my own things. But as a theater writer, I've never written something that is more close to me than the role of Didier. It's me and Didier are the same, in fact. But I think I enlarged it a little bit. I'm more open to religious beliefs, and I think that everybody should have the right to believe what he wants. But Didier is not like that.
Okay.
He has a different opinion. But I'm very similar to Didier.
Mm-hmm.
Where Didier is a real cowboy, I try to be my whole life, but I didn't succeed.
You really tried to be a cowboy too?
Yeah. Okay. I love the cowboy metaphor. I love the thing. I'm in love with the Westerns, and I just love it. I love other things too, but especially I have a cowboy syndrome.
Yeah. Okay, let me translate that, George, what we were talking about. Didier also in dem Film, gespielt von Johann Helsenberg, er ist ein Atheist. Und der Film, er sagt, der Film, den er geschrieben hat, das ist ein Theaterstück ursprünglich mal, das ist das, was am nächsten ihm selber, am Johann, überhaupt kann sein. Er selber ist auch ein grosser Fan von dieser Musik, obwohl er eben nicht an Gott glaubt. Und er hat schon immer wollen, auch ein Cowboy sein. In dem Film ist er sehr nahe an das ankommen. Verli, your partner, how do you pronounce that correct?
Verle,
okay.
Yeah.
Verle Batens, okay.
Yeah, perfect.
Verle, she's also a great singer, but she has actually a band that's called Dallas, is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct, but they make electropop.
Electropop? I was hoping she does country style, so because of the name from Dallas. Nah.
No. She didn't really like country music before she started the project, but now she does. Now we tour with the band, the Broken Circle Bluegrass Band in Belgium, and it's a very big success. It was on 16 weeks on number one top charts, the soundtrack of the movie, and it's very, so we have to tour, and now she, I think she really, really, really loves it, and she has a perfect voice.
Yeah, absolutely.
Her voice is, she's a great singer, but she loves Michael Jackson herself, mm-hmm. and electro things, and sometimes do too, but I'm really a country guy.
Okay. Verle, seine Partnerin, die dort die Elise spielt, sie ist nicht wirklich eine Country-Freundin gewesen. Sie hat ja die Musik nicht so mögen vor dem Film, aber mittlerweile mag sie die auch, obwohl sie selber Elektro-Pop-Musik macht mit ihrer Band Dallas. Now, what came first? Was it the bluegrass music for the idea of the movie or from this theater track? Yeah. Or was it a story? Maybe... Do you yourself had the experience about that very sad story?
No, I myself, we all go through life and we all have to cope with loss. Our grandparents die, maybe a friend dies, but I have three children and they are very healthy and luckily, so I never had to experience that myself. But in fact, first time I wanted to... I had the Mieke Dobbels, the girl on which I played the movie with, the theater play with. We wanted to do something with music, and we wanted to sing. And because I wanted to talk about religion, I said to Mieke, you know, we should use my beloved bluegrass music because it's a black mirror. It's the opposite. And if you say something bad about religion and you sing the white gospels, it comforts. It's a black mirror. So the music came first, and then out of the music, out of listening to dozens and hundreds of country and bluegrass songs, I just thought to myself, Johan, you should write the saddest story that you can imagine.
And you did.
And I did on a small scale. It's not about war. It's not. There are very big themes in the world and in our society, but on a small scale, that's the saddest story I can imagine.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It is the saddest story. I was crying. My wife was crying. Everybody was crying on the movie. Come to Switzerland, talk with members of the band Rawhide here on the big festival in Willisau, Switzerland. They said the film has unleashed a phenomenal wave of interest in the music.
Yeah.
Bluegrass bands are getting many more gigs since then. It is in Belgium the same thing, huh?
Yeah. It's a very big thing now in Belgium. I said it's 16 weeks on number one, the soundtrack, and people didn't really know about country music. And I went to see Emily Harris and Rodney Crowell two times, and the last time there was not the house was not full, and now Emily Harris came and the house was completely booked, and I think I had something to do with it, and I'm very proud of that. Sometimes I'm called the apostle of bluegrass music in Belgium and country music, and I have a radio show now with country music and on Radio 1. Yeah, I'm considered an expert now.
That sounds good. So it's a similar impact like the movie Your Brother Where Art Thou did years ago.
Yeah. The movie Your Brother Where Art Thou didn't do very well in Belgium, but in America it's released a very big interest in bluegrass music, and now our movie did the same in Belgium. So, yeah, it's great. I'm very proud of that.
Yeah, you can be proud, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, now with your band, this movie band, the film soundtrack, the Broken Circle Breakdown Bluegrass Band, are you still involved? Are you playing sometimes together?
Are you what?
Are you playing sometimes together in this band, in this formation? Still play with your friends in the band?
Yeah, we have a lot of gigs next year. We have 35 gigs in April, May, and June.
Wow!
And then we are invited on the big stage in the biggest folk festival of Belgium, Granouter, and this summer. And that's amazing. We can play the AB, which is the most famous. Hall is completely booked. It's not a big hall, but it's very famous because everybody played there. I'm very, very. I'm a musician now, and it's a really good thing I gave myself. It's incredible, and there's nothing like compared to playing music. It's amazing. And you know the guy you should really look up to is Bjorn Eriksson, because we all play American standards, but he's really the guy who arranged everything, and he's the brain behind it. He's the best double player I ever met, and he arranged everything, and it's We have a very good band now.
I feel the fire in your heart for country. So we can definitely say Johan Eldenberg have the country in his genes.
Well, you can say that. Yeah, okay. Yeah. I won't deny it.
Well, let me say that it's a great movie. It's a really sad movie. You really did it. You had the saddest story ever, and I was crying. So let me finish this interview with a funny question. What the hell do you have against the veranda?
You know, that's something Felix put in fact, and I think for us, a veranda is the high point of burgerlijkheid, we say.
Absolutely. Every hillbilly needs a veranda.
Every hillbilly needs a porch, and I build a porch. It's not a veranda. A veranda is closed, and I don't like that.
You don't like that?
No.
Okay, Johan, is there something you want to add to our interview now?
No, I want to add something. You always say that you cried, and it's a sad story, and it is. But I believe, and I really believe, and I think that's the power of the movie, is that it's also very it also allows you the time to breathe, and it's also very light in a way. It's because of the music, because of the bluegrass music, and because of sometimes it's a little bit funny, and it ends in a hopeful way, I think, with the music. And you know, at the end of the movie, Didier has lost everything, but still. We end with that glorious bluegrass music, and that gives you a sentiment when you go home that's not compared to any movie I have ever seen, and I'm very, very proud of it, and you should all go there to go and see it in Austria. And I'm not doing a commercial spot right now, because if you're not going, just look at the DVD or something,
it's a must-see.
I'm very proud of it, and I would be very... I want everybody to see it. That's it's not about the money. It's not about it did very well in Belgium, so you shouldn't be concerned about that. But I think everybody should see the movie, because I think there's a real issue there.
And, absolutely.
And I want to thank you for the interview.
Thank you, Johan. Thank you very much. Wishing you all the best, and once more, great movie. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. And please say hello to Valle.
I will.
Okay, bye-bye, thank you.
Bye.
Das also der Johan Eldenberg, wie er jetzt noch am Schluss gesagt hat. Es ist ein Film, ich habe ja gesagt, ich habe wirklich brüllen bei dem Film, also tatsächlich wirklich brüllen. Aber er sagt, am Schluss gibt es eben gleich noch eine Hoffnung, und es zeigt, wie die Liebe über alles siegt. Ein wunderschöner Film, ich bedanke mich ganz herzlich bei Johan, thank you very much once more. Und ich habe jetzt 3x2 Tickets zum Verschenken jetzt.
Liebe, Bluegrass und Tattoos. The Broken Circle hat in Belgien alle Kinorekorde gebrochen und hat in Berlin den Publikumspreis gewonnen. Der Film von Felix von Gröningen erzählt von der Sonne und Schattenseite vom Leben, von einer leidenschaftlichen Beziehung und von der Liebe zur Musik. The Broken Circle geht unter die Haut und trifft ins Herz. Ab 23. Mai in der Deutschschweiz in den Kinos. Mehr auf unserer Homepage.
Country in the Jeans, Joan Helsenberg und Valley Battens. Sie ist Elise, er ist Didier. Ein Film, den man definitiv muss gesehen haben. Also wenn dir auch Brother Where Art auch gefallen hat, ist zwar ein lustiger Film mit grossartiger Bluegrass-Musik, dann musst du den auch sehen. Wegen der Musik. Er ist zwar traurig, er ist wirklich traurig, aber wie auch der Joan Helsenberg nochmal gesagt hat, er gibt auch Hoffnung und zeigt, dass Liebe alles übersteht. Ich habe 3x2 Tickets jetzt zum Vergeben. Du kannst mir jetzt schreiben win@kantiradio.ch und dumm schreiben, wie heissen die beiden Hauptdarsteller im Film. Wie ist der Filmname von diesen zwei, vom Johann und von der Ferle? Schreib mir win@kantiradio.ch, schreib dort bitte deine Adresse auf und die ersten drei, die das richtig schreiben, die werden von uns benachrichtigt und kommen dann direkt über. Du kannst den Filmtrailer auf unserer Homepage sehen, unten in der Mitte dort auf The Broken Circle klicken. Im Moment laufen sie in Aarau, in Baden, in Basel, in Bern, in Biel, in Chur, in Luzern, in Schaan, in Schaffhausen, Solothurn, St. Gallen, Willisau, in Winterthur, in Zug und in Zürich. Und weitere Kinos werden noch dazukommen. Alles erfahren ihr auf unserer Homepage. Dann könnt ihr direkt auf den Broken Circle, auf den Trailer klicken, euch das anschauen und auch schauen, wo das läuft. Also nochmal ein Wahnsinnsfilm, wahnsinnig trauriger Film. Es berührt jedes, bleibt kein Auge getroffen. Und zwar nicht nur die, die das erlebt haben, auch alle anderen. Joan Helsenberg also, ein grosser Fan von Amerika, ein grosser Fan von Bluegrass Musik. Und das, was sie da gemacht haben, ist wirklich toll. Und wie auch die Leute dort gesagt haben, von der Band Rawhide, die in Willisau in Switzerland auftreten sind, in der Schweiz auftreten sind, das hat einen richtigen Power gegeben für Bluegrass Musik. Und an dieser Stelle nochmal, danke vielmals, dass sie wir Country Musik, respektive Bluegrass Musik, da so populär gemacht haben. Nicht nur in der Schweiz, überhaupt in Europa. Liebe, Bluegrass und Tattoos. The Broken Circle hat in Belgien alle Kinorekorde gebrochen und hat in Berlin den Publikumspreis gewonnen. Der Film von Felix von Gröningen erzählt von der Sonne und Schattenseite vom Leben, von einer leidenschaftlichen Beziehung und von der Liebe zur Musik. The Broken Circle geht unter die Haut und trifft ins Herz. Ab 23. Mai in der Deutschschweiz in den Kinos. Mehr auf unserer Homepage.